Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But Randy and myself will not be here until Monday. Enjoy the days off.
I'm going to do my best. I just got to make sure that she lets me enjoy my day off.
I know exactly what I'm doing as soon as I get home. We're in the midst of renovating the playroom.
Right.
And it's not done yet, so we're still working on it.
Yeah, man.
Hickson, yep. A lot of paint. Love to paint.
Who doesn't love to paint?
Especially the detail work where you have to, like, put the tape out.
The blue tape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good. Really good. All right. Andrew. Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Yeah, painting's great. Happy Thanksgiving. And I do have two Thanksgiving-related questions for you. So
Okay. Yesterday,
guys, we're talking about exotic jerkies and whatnot. And one of my colleagues just came back from Mexico, and he was raving about these cricket tacos. And that's kind of where I draw the line for food. Like, I'm not eating bugs.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. They got, like, barbs on their legs that they squeeze in your mouth, like, paws. Like, I don't know. I'm not into that. So the first question is, where do you draw the line for food? Like,
right
food
there.
In general.
That right
yeah.
there. Yeah.
And then my second question, which is also Thanksgiving related, is for Randy, because they usually wear some interesting uniforms on Thanksgiving Day. What was your favorite uniform that you wore as a professional in the NFL?
Oh, man. I remember
Thanks, Andrew. We
wore the I can't remember what year it was, the Dolphins, when they had the silver face mask, the old, like the 73, I think it was. We wore those on Thanksgiving against Dallas and beat the hell out of them. First night we wore the orange jersey was really cool.
The Dolphins?
Yeah, the orange jersey.
Okay.
And then obviously wearing the powder blues.
Yeah.
But the old school LA Rams was so dope.
Mm.
We got a chance to wear them in St. Louis. So the
navy blue.
The Eric Dickerson. Yeah, the Eric Dickerson was outstanding.
I disagree with a lot of the uniform choices that teams make.
Yeah.
The Dolphins going away from the classic Dolphins logo is such a mistake.
Yes, it was. And I draw the line at anything that's not fish, chicken, poke, beef.
Okay.
I draw the line. I don't eat or turkey. Other than that, I don't eat nothing. I don't eat no and fish. I mean, any kind of seafood.
Anything from the sea.
Anything from the sea. I don't eat nothing.
You don't have any seafood that's off limits?
Like, I don't eat gator. I don't eat alligator and like that. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't eat insects.
Oh, definitely not.
If I can, you know, if I can help it.
Definitely not.
Not on purpose, at least. I wouldn't eat a cricket taco.
Hell no.
I wouldn't want to eat that. My mom went somewhere when I was a kid. I don't remember where she went. Somewhere exotic, like Eastern Washington or something, and brought back like a sucker that had a bug in it.
I've seen those.
I didn't eat that.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm good on that.
Trying to think. Like, yeah, I ate a kangaroo, obviously, so my line's a little
different.
Don't say
a kangaroo. Say some.
I ate some. It was one, I think. I don't know.
It wasn't a whole kangaroo.
No, but it was a part of one.
Yeah.
But I don't eat a lot of exotic stuff. Like, I'm not a super adventurous eater.
Would y'all ever do a scorpion shot?
What is that?
Yeah, I've seen that with the scorpion in the bottom.
Oh, I have eaten the worm from the bottle of tequila.
Oh, yeah, similar thing.
Bottle.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right.
Yeah. But that's, you know, that's after you drink a bottle of tequila. So I might have done a lot of different stuff that I wouldn't normally do. Rock is on the south side. What's up, Rock?
Hey, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah. This is a follow-up to the – we had a group, new to the group. The girl was talking about it, man, da-da-da. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's at it again. The ladies want us to disinvite her. The guys say no because her friend brings the best food. He's the chef, steak medallion, shrimp, bottle of good whiskey. We want to disinvite her, but not him. Is that etiquette? And do we have to disinvite both of them?
Tough.
I'm
hurt. Help me, guys.
Yeah.
Damn, Rob.
Look, not knowing all the relationships exactly, but like, you know, when you got a friend.
Yes.
That's because of a relationship that they're in.
Yes.
And then they break up.
Yes.
And it's like, dang. Who really prefer that one,
yeah,
but we were friends with that one first.
Yes.
Dang it.
Who's the closest?
Who? Right.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, exes can't come to win. Can't come to the same thing.
No.
Yeah, no.
I had this conversation when I was out on the West Coast a couple weeks ago, seeing friends and all that from back in the day. And one of my friends was there, who is the brother of a girl that I dated for a while.
Right.
And he was telling a funny story about how his uncles, when me and her broke up, he was like, can we still invite him to golf stuff?
Really?
And he was like, no, you can't.
You
can't invite him to golf, like family golf stuff.
Right.
Like, but he's so good at golf and so friendly. I was like, well, nah, man. Like, but I appreciated that. Makes me feel good. Like, they wanted me in the divorce.
But,
you know, but you can't.
No.
Can't do it. You got blood thicker than water.
Damn sure is.
And golf. All right, Brandon.
You got to go.
Brandon's incoming. Hey, Brandon.
Fellas, how you doing today? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody in the family. So,
back at you.
So, Andy, a real quick one for you. Being the unbiased sports journalist that you are, mm-hmm, let me hear, what's your score prediction for App State Georgia Southern this weekend? I say 30-24 Georgia Southern. Hail
okay.
Southern.
You got the Hail Southern in there as well. Obviously, I'm not.
Yes.
Obviously, I am biased. App's playing better. They played really good against James Madison on Saturday, and James Madison's one of the best teams in the conference. Like, now, the game is in Statesboro, so you don't just wander into Statesboro on a rivalry Saturday don't bring your A game.
App's ain't going to whip that ass, man.
Georgia Southern's favored by 2.5.
They lost.
Yeah, I think App State's going to win. App State's going to win that game. But I think it's going to be a good game, though. I think it's like 31-28, something like that.
I like
31-30.
I like Southern.
Something like that. Wait, you like
Southern? I like App. Right, I like App.
Good.
Yeah.
I like App too. You listening? I like App too. I love App. I don't think she's listening. Keaton is in Atlanta. Hey, Keaton.
Hey, how y'all doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I got two questions for y'all. One question for the state of Georgia. First, who's your childhood celebrity crush? I grew up, when I was young, I watched a lot of Barney, and I was really infatuated with one of the girls on the TV, one of the little girls, because I was a little boy, obviously.
Fair enough.
Turns out that's Selena Gomez, and I've followed that crush
throughout
a majority of my life.
Wow.
Second, do you think that if the Falcons continue on the skid they've had the last 2 weeks, that Arthur Blank would fire Raheem Morris at the end of the season?
No, I don't think so.
And then... Third, to the state of Georgia, what's the good word?
No.
Thanks, y'all. Have a nice week.
What's the good word?
Bo?
What does that mean?
Thanks?
Thanks.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't have no clue.
It's Thanksgiving week. Is that the good one?
I don't know.
All right. No, Arthur Smith won't fire him.
If none of us get the joke, then it's fine.
Okay. But no, he's not going to fire him.
No.
And I told you, I had David Claire Huxtable and then like Winona from Good Times.
Okay.
Sick.
Probably the first one was Kelly Kapowski.
Okay.
Probably the first one. Let's say by the bell.
Dusty kid ass.
Huh?
She was one of them dusty old kids.
Hey, man, she was broke.
She went broke?
Yeah, she was so poor she couldn't even go to the high school dance.
That's not true. That's not true.
Isn't that what happened?
Her dad wasn't going to buy her an expensive ass dress. If Kelly Kapowski wanted a $40 dress, he would have got it for her.
But Zach was like, I love you anyway, even though you're broke.
Yeah, don't even get too. Ain't nobody living go to Bayside High School and broke.
It was a public school. I think Kelly was poor, wasn't she?
I know that was the rap because she had nine brothers and sisters.
Well, she was like poor compared to them.
Zach was the only rich one.
I thought Lisa was rich.
And Lisa, yeah.
Lisa had like a BMW.
Yeah, but no.
I don't know Slater's financial situation.
Well, his dad was a service.
In the military, yeah.
He's an officer. But yeah, I don't believe Kelly could possibly be poor. Nope. Not gonna. Why is she in her house? She was on my name. She didn't want to, why didn't she work at the Max?
Did she not?
Oh, I don't remember if she worked at the Max.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, get a job.
Yeah, she's
broke. You're so poor.
She wasn't broke.
Get a job, Kelly.
She could have worked at the shoe show with her friend.
She wasn't broke.
She had a stripper friend?
What was the other chick?
Oh, that was a different movie.
That was a different movie, bro.
Yeah.
It's a different movie, Bo.
Oh, Showgirls.
And she was a hooker in Any Given Sunday.
Same actress.
Yep, same actress.
Those are alternative ways to make money. But I don't know. I could have just worked at the Max. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Hey, I figured I'd call and make Randy laugh and not feel like he's the only one that fell in the yard. So wifey went to take the dog out. And let's just say we got one of those retractable leashes. Mm. She didn't let it retract far enough, and she got pulled. That slide popped up in the air, and she was on the ground. And the first thing I thought about was Randy laying on the ground that morning. But
it happens, dog.
Hey, it definitely happens. I'm just trying not to let it happen to me. But my question for you guys, what is the one thing in your city, your hometown, that you know you're at home? I just rode through Peach County, and I promise you, it was a random cotton patch in the middle of the city somewhere. And I was like, oh, we definitely in Peach County. So what's the one thing that y'all are fond of?
As far as?
When you know you're home.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
When I know I'm home is when I get off the exit at Byron and still got 20 miles to go to get to Fort Valley.
Okay.
Yeah. And you see the peach, the cornfields are and all that stuff is like past the old school and everything. But yeah, that's what I know. I'm getting off that damn Byron exit with the what's it called? It was called a strip mall with a big ass peach right there.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think nothing feels like home quite like when it's dark at like 4:30 and it's been raining and it's just like, it's a little bit depressing, but now it's nostalgic because I don't live there anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like early winter afternoons where the sun goes down really, really early and it's been raining all day and it's like, yeah, that's what it is. Seattle, better gear up. Better get you some coffee or some weed or whatever because it's about to be a long winter. You're probably going to be depressed if you don't medicate. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Weed and what?
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coffee, pep up.
Yeah.
Weed, chill out.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, heroin.
Okay.
Well, a lot of heroin out there. Don't do that.
Smoke weed every day.
Don't do that.
Andy has a granola vibe, and Bo and his babies bond over fighting for electronics during Black Friday.
Gotta earn it. Just call him wise-ass Randy.
Yeah, man.
Not Unk.
Yeah.
Creed is the Ja Rule of 90s and 2000s rock music. And we had a caller. Childhood crush was Barney.
Sound like what he said.
This holiday season, be respectful. Be nice and don't get your ass whooped.
Yes.
And if anyone has a spare $125,000, Bunk will host your holiday party in a banana hammock.
I would. I mean,
all things are open?
Yeah, man. That would almost get rid of all the student loan debt. Like, we'd be good. Almost.
But
I do a couple of those parties and then we'd get there. It's expensive to be this smart. All right, we'll see what Duke's about.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.